Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching is entitled, We Are All Students.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore, do whatever they teach you and follow it, but do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on the shoulders of others, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. They love to have the place of honour at banquets and the best seats in the synagogues, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have people call them rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all students. And call no one your father on earth, for you have one father, the one in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most remarkable things about the Gospels is the way they refine what you might call the basic moral teaching of the Old Testament, as in the Ten Commandments. There's no suggestion in Jesus' attack on the scribes and Pharisees that they have failed to keep those rules, that they are thieves or murderers or adulterers, or that they treat their parents badly. No, Jesus teaches on a totally different level. If you like, he raises the bar for the moral high jump. These people that he's criticizing here are focused on their own importance. They're showing off. And let's not forget that while they were people of influence, people that were recognized as authorities in religious life, the sort of showing off that they're guilty of is something that even the most ordinary of us can be tempted by. Every parish has members that sit in the front row at Mass and are always ready to criticise other people and to expect other people to do the unglamorous jobs around the community. That's what Jesus calls laying burdens on the shoulders of others. And all of us who are active in our communities, we need to be alert to the danger of turning into Pharisees in our own small way. And then there's the question of titles. It's obvious that when he says, call no one your father on earth, Jesus is not suggesting that we can't call the man that brought us up Dad or Pops or whatever version we use. It's actually, at least to me, rather uncomfortable to hear youngsters calling their parents Helen and Jim or whatever. And moreover, titles vary from one culture to another. Here in Italy, where I live, anybody with a degree is called doctor. You don't need a PhD. And teachers from middle school up are all called professor. Harmless? Well, yes, probably. But it still sounds odd to me, and quite probably to you. Anyway, the point is that titles like these and many others can be used like designer labels on your clothes, announcing to the world that you can afford Armani or Dior or Calvin Klein. What Jesus invites us to do is cultivate a low profile, just the opposite of what the social media tempt many people to do. Come on, real life is not Facebook, it's not Twitter. Let's switch on to reality and learn humility, because we are all students.